when the blue of the night meets the gold of the day. Someone waits for me.
Delmar, welcome you to Philco Radio Time, produced and transcribed in New York City.
Kenny Delmar, well, it's nice to have you with us.
Thanks, Bing, and welcome to New York.
By golly, that's right, we are in New York. I knew it was too tall for Hollywood. Carry on, Kenny.
Thank you. Philco Radio Time with John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, the Skylarks, and Bing's guest, Henry Fonda.
Well, Hank's dropping in later, huh?
Yes, and now, here he is, not king size, not old size, but life size, Bing Crosby.
On these damp spring days, waterproof wrapping comes in mighty handy, Ken, mighty handy.
Well, Bing, are you enjoying your stay here in the East?
As always, having a wonderful time. I've been watching the Pittsburgh Pirates win ball games.
Watching them win.
What was that snide laughter? Yeah.
Well, look, tell me, Bing, what about the ones they lose?
I don't watch. Keep my eyes closed.
Can't stand the pain.
No, huh? I tell you, Kenny, if Pittsburgh doesn't finish in the first division this year, I'm going to take an overdose of hot roasted peanuts.
Well, it's a little too early for such conjecture, Bing. Look at that. Fancy words, conjecture.
Pretty clever.
But say, I understand you've really been getting around the country since you left California.
Ken, I have just been an old tumbling tumbleweed. I really have. I went down to Winchester, Virginia to attend the Shenandoah Apple Blossom Festival.
Yeah, I read about that.
Thrilling sight, Kenny. Millions of pink and white apple blossoms blanketing the foothills of the verdant Blue Ridge Mountains.
Ah, what a background.
Yes, I never looked lovelier. And, Kenny, do you know who is crowned queen of the festival?
Not you.
No, dear boy. I was the grand marshal of the parade. Gretchen Merrill was the queen.
Well, Bing, didn't you also attend the grand opening of the Greenbrier Hotel?
I was there. Mm-hmm. Down in White Sulphur Springs, West Virginia.
Yeah, I hear that's a beautiful spot. Is it as swanky as they say?
Swanky? I've never seen a resort like it. Why, do you know, Kenny, that they make you wash and iron your shirts before you send them down to the laundry?
That is really ritzy.
Stand by. There's more. You should have seen my chambermaid. She had a mink mop. And she looked under the bed with a lorgnette.
No.
Oh, the Greenbrier's the last word. Pa-pa-pa-pa-pa. Kenny, I went into my bathroom, I turned on the ice water, and what do you think came out?
What?
Mum's cordon rouge.
The whole thing sounds fantastic.
Well, I could understand the luxury of the hotel itself, Kenny, but when I walked out on the golf course, saw a troop of master barbers trimming the fairways, I nearly plunged.
No kidding. Did they really have barbers clipping the grass?
Not only that, they were patting aqua velva on the greens.
Aqua velva?
Yep, the only golf course in the world that belongs to the aftershave club. Now I think it's about time to open the music book. Join the orchestra and the Skylarks in Hooray for Love. You all ready, John Scott? Boys and girls of the Skylarks? The Innocker.
Love, love, hooray for love. Who is ever too blasé for love? Make this a night for love. If we have to fight, let's fight for love. Some sigh and cry for love. Ah, but in Paris they die for love. Some waste away for love. Just the same, hooray for love.
It's the wonder of the world.
The wonder of the world.
It's a rocket to the moon.
Or a touch of clair de lune.
It gets you high. It gets you low. But once you get that glow.
Oh, some trust a fate for love. Others have to take off, wait for love. Some go berserk for love. Loafers even go to work for love.
Sad songs are sought for love.
People have their noses bobbed for love. Some say we pay for love. Just the same, hooray for love. Their brains for love. Other fellas miss their trains for love. Screen stars emote for love. Even politicians vote for love. Some trust a fate for love. Others have to take off weight for love. Some go berserk for love. Loafers even go to work for love.
Kings lose their thrones for love.
Lovers disconnect their phones for love. There's more to say for love, but for now,
nothing changed, just the same as ages ago.
Hippity-hip-de-hip, hooray, hippity-hip-de-hip, hooray, hippity-hip-de-hip, hooray.
Jolly
the Marines landed at the last
yes,
charge,
indeed. They were marching right in there, and the Skylarks were good, too. And now, what happened?
Oh, nothing can follow that. Well, we'll work something out, Kenny. Why don't you step up and deliver a brief testimonial on Philco?
Oh, that's right. This is
Hit
where...
Put that in here.
Where the Ken boy, Ken Carpenter...
Really?
He reads his commercial in here.
Kenny, yeah. Carpenter never reads the commercial. He oozes it.
Well, I'll do better than that. I'll drool it.
Drop it right in yonder.
Well, look, what do I say?
Oh, about the same thing you say on the Fred Allen Show.
Oh, all right, Bing. I'll be glad to. Take your Ford back home for service.
Maggie, your hustling Philco's here.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, how's this? Folks, take your Ford back to Philco for service.
No. Philco.
No?
Philco doesn't service Fords.
Oh, well, they service Philco's, though, don't they?
Of course, and I think that might be a jolly topic.
Okay, Bing. Folks, get your radio tuned up by your Philco serviceman now in time for the big political show next month. Otherwise, you may not be able to tell the speeches from the static at the Republican or Democratic conventions. And a regular spring tune-up makes real sense in radio. Your car gets a spring checkup, your kids a spring tonic. Your piano needs periodic tuning. Give your Philco a break, too. Philco Service is a nationwide organization of 30,000 members. Every member checked and approved by Philco for the technical skill and equipment to do an outstanding service job at fair standard prices. And get this, Philco Radio Service members repair any and all makes of radios. Use only genuine manufacturer's replacement parts and guarantee all work for 90 days. For finer radio performance from set to service, stick to Philco all the way. Famous for quality the world over.
This boy's very suave. Never dropped a corn pone, did Our North Carolina chef d'orchestra, Monsieur John Scott Trotter, has come up with this arrangement américain of a stylish French chanson.
I do hope you like it.
You're too dangerous, chérie, too dangerous for me. I know I can't resist you. You're too beautiful, chérie. What will become of me? Will I regret I kissed you? You're too glamorous, chérie. So amorous, chérie. So thrilling in my arms. I know it's foolish to love you so much,
But I forget to be smart when you touch me. My heart tells me to beware your dangerous sherry, but I don't care. Sherry, so amorous, Sherry, so thrilling in my arms. I know it's foolish to love you so much, but I forget to be smart when you touch me. My heart tells me to beware your dangerous sherry, but I don't care. Thank
Monsieur Raoul Paliakin of 802 for the fine violin solo. Really beautiful, Raoul. You know, a lot of us tourists who hit Manhattan eventually wind up on a rubberneck bus taking in the sights of the city. Chinatown, Radio City, George Washington Bridge, and of late, the long lines of folks in front of the Alvin Theater. Those people are queued up to see Mr. Roberts, a local legitimate smash hit. For those of you unable to get into the theater to see the show, we've brought Mr. Roberts himself out to join us on the good ship Philco. Climb aboard, Henry Fonda.
Aye, aye, Skipper.
Good to see you, Hank. If I had my calabash with me, I'd have piped you aboard.
No, ceremony being, I'm just glad to see someone from Hollywood.
Well, there's a lot of Hollywood folks in town, Hank. I just saw O'Brien this afternoon.
You know, Jolson's in town, too.
Al Jolson?
No, Larry Parks.
That Jolson-Larry Parks business is pretty amusing, isn't it?
What do you mean?
Well, I've heard of guys getting transfusions, but Jolson, that's the only man I know who had to get a whole new body.
Let's not knock it, Bing. We may be next.
Maybe. I've got my Larry Parks already picked out.
Who've you got?
Betty Grable. Mother always wanted me to be a girl. Getting back to New York, Hank, I really love this town, especially at this time of the year.
Yes, it's great. Central Park's all green, the flowers bursting into bloom, sidewalk cafes getting ready for their seasonal trade.
And the delicatessen stores are changing over to summer weight salami. Wonderful town with all the skyscrapers towering into the clouds, the elevators zooming 110 floors skyward.
The subway fare leaping up to a dime.
Boost the fare all they want, Hank, but they'll never get the subway out of the hole, I always say. Senator gave me that. Thank you, Kenny Delmar.
Say, I wonder if the new subway fare will entitle us to a seat.
The only seat you get on the subway is the one you walk in with.
Yes, and you're lucky to walk out with it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep. Yeah, New York's a great town.
Right, Hank. There's always something going on here. It's an exciting city. Say, if we just had Manhattan in Southern California, we'd have everything. Except Brooklyn.
There are those who say that's the best part.
I've heard some murmurs to that effect. You know, there might be a way to get Manhattan Island out to California at that.
Could be, but it'd take an awful lot of stamps to get it out there airmail.
Well, we could Maybe put a big outboard motor at one end of Manhattan, run the whole island right down the East Coast, across to the West Coast, anchor it just off Santa Monica.
Gee, I'm all for it, Bing, but I don't think it'll work.
Why not?
We could never get it through the Panama Canal.
Oh, you Navy men. Of course we can get it through the canal. We'll force it. May come out a little long, a little thin, but we'll get her through.
Yes, but if we move Manhattan to the West Coast, the Staten Island Ferry will have no place to go. What'll happen to it?
I don't know about that. But the first morning Manhattan is missing, that old ferry boat will probably plow right on through to the Catskills. The Barnacles will get their first taste of borscht.
They'll love it.
I can hardly wait till we get good old New York out into California, huh?
Me too. I can't wait to see the Swallows returning to Capistrano by way of Delancey Street.
Hank, let's go down up to Washington Heights, strap a Johnson Seahorse on Manhattan, and shove off for Sunny Cal.
I'm afraid it's an impossible task, Bing. The Bronx had never let go. And that's why I came over to see you.
What's on your mind, Hank?
I've been playing in Mr. Roberts quite a while now, and I figure it's about time I got a little shore leave. What do you say, Bing?
Why, shore leave?
I'll have to have someone take my place for a few weeks.
I'll tell him when he comes in. I say, no, Hank, you're a nice fellow. It's a great show, but I'm not interested in working on Broadway this summer.
Bing, I hate to tell you this to your face, but do you know that there's a rumor going around that you're getting awfully lazy?
No.
Yeah, have you heard that rumor?
Heard it. I started it. I'd like to help you out, Hank, but I've got a very important date this summer with a rainbow trout.
Gee, Bing, if that trout has a friend, I'll go with you.
Oh, you got to stay here with the show. Wait a second. I know a fellow we might get to help you, John Scott Trotter. Hey, John. You know Henry Fonda, don't you?
Sure. Hello, Hank.
Hello, John Scott. Say, I wonder if you'd mind taking my place on Broadway for a few weeks.
I'd love to, Hank. Ever since I was a little old boy down in little old North Carolina, I've wanted to be a little old actor.
John, have you seen Hank's show, Little Old Mr. Roberts, yet?
No, not yet. I couldn't get two seats together.
Well, I think you like the play, John Scott. It's a story of an officer and his men on a big supply ship in the Pacific.
Oh, we're all set, Hank. Let's go fishing.
Now we can't leave in the middle of the program.
Sure we can. That's the beauty of radio. We can leave right now and take our whole studio audience on a vacation in Maine. And it's all on Philco.
But, Bing, you sure this will be okay with your sponsor?
Why, certainly. If Ralph Edwards can give away aeroplanes and Groucho Marx can pass out thousands of dollars, I guess Philco can toss the folks a few fish.
Well, let's go.
John Scott, play us up to Lake Sebago, Maine, huh? Well, here we are in Maine. Is everybody happy?
We sure are!
Gee, it's sure great to be hiking up here in the woods. I've never seen such a dense forest. Say, Bing, where's the lake?
We're in it. Boy, I'm soaked, Hank.
Me too. I better empty the water out of my shoes.
Okay, but hurry.
I will. Now I'll empty the other one.
Never mind. We haven't got time.
Look, Bing, here comes an Indian guide.
Just the man we need. How?
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 How now, brown cow?
Oh. Chief, you a fishing guide?
Ugh. Who you?
I'm Bing Crosby.
Oh, great white father.
Okay. Chief, you help us catch him fish?
Ugh. Come get in canoe with me.
I wouldn't get in the Queen Mary with you. Bing, look at that salmon jump up over there.
What a whopper.
Lunchtime, fish feeding.
I'm hungry myself. Let's eat our lunch before we start the fishing, huh?
Okay, open the sardines.
Dig in, Hank. Help yourself.
Boy, am I hungry.
Just a minute, you fellas. Hold everything.
Oop, it's the game on.
Yes, sir, that's me. And don't you go nibbling on any fish until I see your license.
Now, wait a minute.
Wait a minute, nothing, sonny. What's that you got there on that bread? Landlocked salmon, ain't he?
No, they're canlocked sardines.
Now, Warden, you've got nothing on us. We haven't caught any fish yet.
Oh, yeah? Well, what's that big fin sticking out of your pocket?
Hank, if that's not a new Cadillac, we're hooked.
Well, I'll just have to take you down to see the judge.
No, not so fast, Warden. I fell in the lake, and that fish must have swam into my pocket. I didn't catch it.
Tell it to the judge. Let's get it going.
Take it easy.
Having found you two men guilty of nabbing fish without a license and then trying to fib your way out of it, I hereby and herewith levy a fine of $50 against you.
Is Say, Hank, I left in such a hurry, I forgot my wallet.
You pay the fine.
Well, I left in a hurry, too, Bing. I haven't got a cent on me.
Well, Judge, this looks like you'll have to charge it. We'll send you a check.
I'm sorry, we do strictly a cash-and-carry business. If you ain't got the cash, we'll carry you to the cooler. Warden, lock him up.
Come along, you two, let's go.
Now, hold, wait. I got a big idea.
Better be the answer to the $50 question.
We'll get our audience to help us. After all, we invited them up here with us.
Oh, Bing, we couldn't do that.
Why not? Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, I will sing a very delightful song while my comrade, Mr. Fonda, passes among you with a hat. Anything you throw in the skimmer will be greatly appreciated. I thank you. Hank, you get out there in the audience and hustle while I do a chorus or so of Irving Berlin's new tune, A Fellow with an Umbrella. This is from the new picture, Easter Parade. Great picture. Fred Astaire is wonderful in it, and so is Judy Garland. Play tenderly, John Scott, and folks, to avoid any clatter while I'm singing, kindly drop paper money in the hat.
A fella with an umbrella, looking for a girl who saved her love for a rainy day. I'm just a fella with an umbrella, glad to see the skies of blue have turned into skies of gray. Raindrops have brought us together, and that's what I long to see. Maybe the break in the weather will prove to be a break for me. So I'll be the fella with the umbrella. If you'll be the girl who saved her love for a rainy day.
He's just a fella with an umbrella, looking for a girl who saved her love for a rainy day. Just a fella with an umbrella, glad to see the skies of blue have turned into skies of gray.
Raindrops have brought us together, that's what I long to see. Maybe the break in the weather will prove to be a break for me. So I'll be the fella with the umbrella. If you'll be the girl who saved her love for a rainy day.
Thank you.
That was very good, Bing. I collected $52 and 8 umbrellas.
Well, pay the judge and get him in a good mood, because I think it's time for him to do a commercial.
Here you are, Your Honor.
Hey, thank you, son.
Folks, the fellow with the Philco nowadays is getting the best break since they took the horns off the talking machines. Right down the line, those magnificent new Philco radio phonographs give you the works for luxurious listening, including plenty of storage space for records in the cabinet. That ought to just about wrap it up for you listeners who go for recorded music in a big way. Because look what you get with the Philco 1286, for instance. Wonderful static-free FM reception. Automatic record changer, and it's a real smoothie, too. Plus, an unbeatable combination in recorded music. Philco's new kind of tone arm, the patented dynamic reproducer, teamed up with the Philco electronic scratch eliminator, which automatically tunes out needle scratch and surface noise. This great console really sings to you. Hear the 1286, it's your dealer now. It's tops in radio phonographs from Philco, the leader.
We've had a number of requests to repeat the Maori farewell song, notably from Mrs. Giblin of the Drake Hotel.
Now is the hour cuddle down in their nest. Soon all the world will be sleeping.
We suddenly find ourselves with very little time left here this evening, so before I scamper off in the direction of my little trailer camp on the Jersey Flats, I want to thank Kenny Delmar for pinch-hitting for Ken Carpenter.
Glad to do it, son. Glad. I get paid for it, that is.
Right, yes, you too. And I certainly want to thank Henry Fonda for jumping ship long enough to drop in and pass the hat.
It was fun, Bing. Who's your guest next week?
Next week, Hank, we have the bombshell of Broadway, the Flash from Flushing, the star of Annie Get Your Gun, Miss Ethel Merman.
Oh, she's great.
Wonderful.
I'm going to sneak down to my dressing room between acts and catch that one on my portable.
Your Philco portable, of course.
I didn't get it yet.
Mr. Carmine is at the stage door. Mr. Carmine is at the stage door, Hank. He'll lay one on you as you pass out. Happy listening. Good night, Hank, and thanks very much, folks. See you soon, Hank. Hope to catch you soon in that great show. If anyone is listening down around Washington, D.C. way, here's a reminder that the National Celebrities Golf Tournament will be held in your town next Sunday, May 16th. If I can find a ball and a celebrity can get me in, I may enter. Good night, and thanks very much.
Philco Radio Time was produced and transcribed in New York City by Bill Morrow and Murdo McKenzie. Tune in to Philco Radio Time next week and hear John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, the Skylarks, and Bing's guest, Ethel Merman. And remember, keep your eye on your Philco dealer now for the newest thing in radio from Philco, the leader.